News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Implementing the circular economy, are we on track? That's the theme of this year's Irish Waste Management Conference, which takes place today. Joining us is Dan Cook, President of the Chartered Institute of Waste Management. Dan, how are we doing in terms of implementing the circular economy?
We're doing quite well, or Ireland is certainly doing quite well. There is a long way to go. We produce in Ireland over 17 million tonnes of material of waste every year from businesses, from households. But we have a stagnating recycling rate, a growing waste per capita, so growing volumes of waste, and of course a growing population. So we need to do a lot more to move towards the circular economy. But we've been going in the right direction and some good stuff has been done over the last 10 years.
Okay, what do we need to be doing better?
Well, so the challenge, urgency, the need to drive towards carbon reduction and net zero. We know there's a growing population pressure, so we need high standards of environmental protection for the health and well-being of people and the economy. So there are three really good things. There's a new national waste plan for a circular economy that's been issued in the last 3 weeks, and there are really three top things that talking to the waste experts who are gathered in Dublin this week, we could do. You need to plan and deliver vital infrastructure. So to enable more recycling, reprocessing, resource efficiency here in Ireland, that is crucial, but difficult to do. We need to galvanise and connect consumers and the people and businesses with the waste issue. So to enable waste prevention, buying less, designing out waste, more recyclability for products, whether that's electronics, clothing, textiles, packaging, all of that stuff. So connecting.
I'm afraid, Dan, we keep losing you. You keep going in and out. Dan, sorry, we're just losing you. You're going in and out. I don't know, are you there?
Businesses with the issue itself. The communications to enable people to write stuff in the right bin. Interesting.
Okay, Dan, we're just going to cut that interview off because we just can't hear you. You're coming in and out. Jonathan, I suppose one of the questions I was going to ask, Dan, was the controversy about the deposit return scheme. I have to say, I hate it. Why?
I hate it. Because every time I go down there, half of the bottles are spat back out at me. Why they decided to introduce a system that was only half ready.
Teething
and all
problems.
It's doing
that's
is teething me. What you're doing
you
is you're
do
creating
love a, good mug,
a resentment.
Don't you?
I do. But to be fair, I just find that, you know, like the idea of going down after your weekend with your fizzy drinks bottles, maybe
you just
a
go
can
when
or
you're
two
going
of
to
beer.
The super. Do you not go to the supermarket normally?
Yeah, but you know what? I was away at the weekend and I was in the airport and, you know, when you're in the airport, you might buy a drink before you get in the plane. What do you do with them? You can't get your deposit back on them. You're stuck with them. So, I mean, it's just an inherently flawed system, in my humble opinion, and I'm sure listeners would agree with me.
Happens in pretty much every other European country.
Tosh. Anyway, there was better ways of doing it and we need to get to the circular economy.
Well, actually, what are the better ways of getting people to recycle? I'm just curious because I hear people giving out about it. But we're not
probably
recycling enough of those bottles.
Yeah, but therefore, you know, to put in, I know we moved away from having bins because people were abusing them. We need recycling bins. If we want to genuinely have
people... will not do that. They won't put them into it. Every time I see a mixed bin, you see the wrong stuff in it. Like,
yeah,
we're not willing to do anything. Like,
yeah,
we're hilarious. We give out all the time. We're not willing to do even the slightest thing. I find it fascinating. Anyway,
go polish your halo there now and we'll see how well we recycle.
Sorry, it's just a basic requirement. Nothing to do with being a halo. Nothing to do with it. 087-1400-106. Let me know what you...
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.